Hello, I'm here.
Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Star Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starpsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late. Maya Moon, you're there, I see.
Yes, I am. Hello, Miss Stanley.
Okay, I don't see Stars James. Is he not going to show tonight, maybe?
I hope he shows.
Well, you know what? Let's just bear with me a moment. My granddaughter got a championship trophy, and they had pizza after, and I got all kinds of pictures. And I'm going to quickly check and see if perhaps he's not going to be on. I don't know. That won't be good.
No, I'm not. I took a new pill, and I didn't look it up before I took it. And it's made me so spacey, but...
okay, hold
on.
I can manage. Let's see here.
I don't have any
mail from him.
Okay, and I texted you.
But I didn't have my cell phone with me.
Oh, okay. I tried several times, so it might be that he did too, and he figured he would wait 5 or 10 minutes and try back.
Perhaps, yeah. And I'm going to get my cell right now. But anyways, so how are you tonight, Maya Moon?
I'm good. I'm a little loopy, but...
How's the little puppies doing?
Oh, they're doing great. The little ones are getting bigger. And the big fat one, her name is Mary. I had to fight with her so the little ones could eat, and she was sucking on my finger.
Oh, how funny is that?
She was so sweet.
Oh, wow.
She was going nuts all over my chest and neck because I imprint on them, and so to them I smell like their mother. And so if I get in the box, they'll all work their way towards me and try to find milk.
Oh, wow. Now, what about Mira? Nothing from Mira?
No, the vet said give her till Tuesday, but we think what happened is she was pregnant and she reabsorbed.
Oh.
She's got a hormone issue, so I'll take her to the doctor. She said bring her in Thursday, so I'll take her probably Thursday.
Let me see if this is James. Hold on here.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
James, is that you?
Hey. Yeah,
hey.
You're broadcasting.
I ran late because my granddaughter had her final. They were 10-0, undefeated, and it was really exciting. So that's why
I was waiting. I'm like, something's wrong, and so I emailed you.
But we're broadcasting right now. Yeah, I am. Yeah, well, I'm running it till 9. I had to do from 7 to 9, so let's not waste any time. Our episode tonight is going to be on the third eye, which has always been something unique. When you think about the third eye, is it in between your forehead? Is that where it really is located?
Yeah, kind of
in
between your eyes.
We're on the show. We can't give away all our secrets till we're on air.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you take it away because we've got this till 9 o'clock. And I see we have some callers and we have some people in the room, so this is good. So go ahead. Who wants to start?
I will go ahead and start. There we go. That would
okay,
be
James. And again, my apologies for being late.
No, that's fine. That's fine. This is
no
James.
No worries.
And then I'm also with Stars Maya Moon. I actually just refer to as Maya on the show. If you like anything that we're saying or you're interested in getting a reading or finding out more about your energy body or anything like that, this radio show is a production of the Stars Network, and that's www.stars.com. Stars is spelled with a Z. StarsPsychics.com. I apologize. It's www.starspsychics.com, and Stars is spelled with a Z at the end of it. I just kind of wanted to put that in there because we're just kind of on the spur of the moment right now, getting everything in alignment. Today we're going to be talking about the third eye chakra. Before we do get started, though, I kind of wanted to go through the entire energy body, or the chakra system associated with our body. So all seven of those chakras, just really quick. Because in our conversation, we'll likely be referring to how the third eye chakra interacts with other energy bodies, and it's just good to have some sort of a platform to go on as we continue. So the very first chakra is right at the base of our spine, and it's the root chakra, and the root chakra is associated with us being connected to the earth. It is the chakra that usually keeps us grounded. So a lot of times if that root chakra is out of alignment, we feel like things are unstable in our environment, things are unstable in our world, and we just don't feel connected to the circumstances that we're in. The second chakra is the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is associated with our most intimate relationships. So it's associated with sexuality and also our relationship with money. The third chakra, just a second, I'm doing this all from my head. The third chakra is the solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus chakra is all about our personal power and our willpower. And so a lot of times if that energy body is out of alignment, people will fall into things like addictions and they won't feel very powerful in their movement forward in life. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra, and the heart chakra kind of balances out. This is the way I look at the heart chakra, is it balances out the upper three and the lower three chakras. The heart chakra keeps us in alignment. The lower three chakras are very much so about our emotions and very much so about our connection to our circumstances, where the upper three chakras are about being connected to the divine, and also interpersonal things and logic and reason. So if that heart chakra is out of alignment, one of two things usually happens. Energy gets stuck in the upper three or the lower three chakras. What can happen if it's stuck in the lower three chakras is a lot of times people will be overly emotional but not really be able to think things through. Like they don't even realize why they're making decisions in their life, but they know that their emotions play a huge role in the decision-making process. The upper three chakras are just the opposite. People will be laser beams of reason, but they won't be as connected to the empathic side of life. So they'll be, you know, kind of like living in their head without really connecting emotionally to their circumstances. A lot of times people that have energy stuck in the upper three chakras, they'll make lots of money, but then they'll spend just as quickly as they make. So that's one of the traits of somebody who has their heart chakra out of alignment and the energy stuck in the upper three. The next one up is that's heart chakra. So the next one up is the throat chakra. The throat chakra is associated with our communication. It's not just how we communicate, but also how we're receiving communication. That chakra is kind of associated with just our level of communication and the quality of communication that we have. Even if that chakra is out of alignment, we can still communicate, but we oftentimes, people will misunderstand what we're saying, and we have misunderstandings of what other people are saying to us. And the one that we are going to talk about today, I'll briefly mention that. The third eye chakra is associated with our understanding, our reason, our intuitive path. It's associated with, and when we're, you know what, that's as much as I'm going to go into that one because that's the one we are talking about today. And then the crown chakra. The crown chakra represents our connection to the divine. It literally represents that connection. It's how we are plugged into God or the universe. And to me, that chakra represents limitless resource and abundance. Of course, it also represents, you know, it's really the source of all things. So that's why, to me, it represents limitless resource and abundance. When we're really tapped into that, we're able to manifest things in our lives from that divine perspective, and it really can shift our lives. I was just talking to a friend of mine who's also an intuitive, and we were talking about how, you know, sometimes when it comes to these energy bodies, when you're in alignment, it's as if sometimes you look around you and you go, there's two different parallel universes happening at the same time. Because when you're connected to that divine flow and everything just is going right, I mean, not that always means everything is going right, but your perception of reality is profoundly different when your energy is in alignment as opposed to when it's out of alignment. And so we were kind of talking about that. And again, when that chakra is out of alignment, I think that is pretty common in the Western world, especially for that chakra to be out of alignment. It means it makes us feel like there's not enough, that the universe is not provided enough on the planet, or that there's just, you know, there's not enough to go around. And that is one of the catalysts for greed and in our culture. So that's just kind of like the introductory viewpoint of all of the energy bodies, at least the seven. There are actually more chakras that go up. You know, in esoteric teachings, they teach about more of them. Those are the ones that really predominantly influence our everyday lives. And so that's why, you know, I wanted to mention at least those seven. And when we're talking about, and if we do refer to other energy systems or other energy bodies within our own body, we will probably be referring to those seven. At least I will be. I can't speak for Maya, but that's what I would be referring to. So that's my little introduction. Maya, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that there are people in the chat room. For some reason, my chat room won't open up, but welcome everybody. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Maya for her brief little introduction. Well, or it doesn't have to be brief. You can go as long as you want to.
I can go as long as you did, right?
You can even go longer. I'm fine with that.
Okay, thanks, James. It's good to be here with you as always. And I want to welcome all of our listeners. If you've been with us and you've heard our show before, we know that, you know, we're so happy you're here. And to those that are new, we know that you're going to find it intriguing and interesting, and you perhaps can take away something in your own personal life that can help you. If you are interested in a mini reading or you have one question you'd like answered, the chat room is open for that purpose only. On our show, if you have a general comment on the topic, general, no personal readings, no nothing like that, please feel free to call. We really welcome our listeners to call in and give their 2 cents. And the number to call is 347-838-9736. So James and I see things a little differently, and what is one of the beautiful things about spirituality is that I never feel that there is right or wrong, and the same is true with religion and beliefs, whether you're Buddhist, you're Christian, you're Wiccan, pagan, it doesn't matter. We all are connected in some way to some source is how I look at things. So there's a lot of different views. So whatever resonates with someone should be the way that they go and what they take. It's not as if what I say is the gospel truth. It's just what I've been taught. My guides do honor and respect the belief system of chakras. However, they really do not adhere to that specifically, other than the third eye. And what I'm going to say is that they teach me that the third eye is located along the forehead. Depending on the person, we all have different DNA. We all have, you know, our genetic makeup and our genetics, physical, okay, our ancient, they go from our lines. We get them from our parents and our grandparents. We also get spiritual and emotional DNA. Again, this is what my guides teach. And everyone has the third eye. And the third eye is a receiver, and it's also a deliverer, a messenger. So what they feel is that if you want to call it a chakra, that's fine. They just see it as a portal. And it's a portal of very intense, profound energy. It has the ability, based on our ideology, our self-view, our worldview, and how we participate and put that into action. And what I mean by that is you can't just believe in something but follow a different path. You have to follow the path that you believe in. So the third eye is the spiritual, that's like the spiritual center. And one thing I really feel that I need to mention is that I've mentioned before that I raise and show Australian shepherds. And animals, the bigger species, you know, dogs, cats, horses, birds, I don't know about like frogs and crickets. My guides see those as a little bit differently. They are living creatures. They are living beings. But the larger animals, horses, they have a third eye, and you can actually train and connect and communicate with an animal through the third eye. So what I see is, and the way my guides teach, is that we have places on our body and our skin is constantly absorbing. You know, we talked about toxins and how we can absorb those through our skin. So we have various portals, and they would go so far as to call those perhaps chakras in the sense of the definition of a chakra. But what they teach is that often with people, there's a little bit different locations, and it might be that they have more, and they don't really refer to them as chakras. They refer to them as energy portals, and there are ones that need to be closed, and those when they're closed, then they don't allow negative energy, toxins, and what I'm talking about when I say toxins is more people and picking up the energy of environments like work situations, family situations. So there's some that need to be closed that are open, and there's some that are open that need to be closed, and some that are closed that need to be open. But they find that different people, and if you have a chance to have a holistic healing in person, and sometimes it can be done via the phone, chat, you can visit STARS, of course. There's many wonderful experts. Some of it can be done long distance, but for example, they recognize that you mentioned, James had mentioned the chakra, the neck chakra. Now, they recognize that the neck is a very important part, but they don't feel that it necessarily runs the same gamut as the traditional chakras, the seven, and then as James said, a lot of people adhere to the belief that there's more. But they believe, for example, that there is portals in the thigh and that the feet are major portals for releasing. They believe that our feet pick up a lot, and it's important that we know that because that's how we're grounded, that's how we are also connected, but that's also how we can rid ourselves. But we're here to talk mostly about the third eye, and the third eye, what I'm taught and what I believe is probably the most important of all portals or chakras that we have, because it contains, I think James had said, use the word abundance, and I would use that, and I would also say potential. It has the greatest potential, and it also has within that the ability to tap into your spiritual energy. So if you're not connected, and you say, well, I'm not psychic and I'm not intuitive, all of us have that ability. Now, we're not all going to use it to the point where we're going to go into that profession, but we all have the ability to tap into our spiritual connection. And that is, I do believe, as James said, that it is connected. All of our energy is connected to one another, which is the collective or the universal, and to the divine creator God. So I guess that's enough for me. So go ahead, James.
No, that's great. That was great. Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. I actually, when you were talking about chakras, and I'm just going to go into this really quickly and then move on to the third eye, but to me it's interesting because that's the one way that spirit communicates in terms of where somebody's at when I'm doing a reading is through seeing particular colors or seeing things and seeing that a particular chakra is out of alignment. And I think that almost like what you were talking about with the opening and closing of energy, of allowing energy in, the ability to do that, it's almost like at least it's just another way of saying bringing that back into alignment with with, you know, with your center, so that it is no longer influenced. You don't have negative influences into that energy body. And I do think that, you know, when you're talking about, like, in the Eastern tradition, where you're talking about Dantians, and there's three major Dantians, if you parallel those two things, or the seven spirits of God in the Middle Eastern traditions, that exist within the human body, all of those kind of parallel actually to almost the same thing, you know, that they're just different ways of expressing a way of expressing a particular system of energy. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
The system of energy.
Perfect.
So I would totally agree with you in that there's not only one way. In fact, if you look in major energy medicine traditions, I practice five different kinds of Reiki. I've been trained. I actually only practice one kind of Reiki, but I've been trained and am considered a master in five different types of Reiki. Only three of them use the chakra system. One of them uses the Dantian system, and then one of them is a very more generic type of understanding of human energy. And I think that probably the way my vernacular and my understanding of the chakra systems definitely comes from the study that I've done through energy healing. And I really highly recommend, if you've never had any energy work done, it has tremendously or profoundly changed my life. And I know that my clients, it's changed their life as well. I recommend, though, if you are looking for energy healing, I personally feel that finding someone, you know, someone, if you're looking for kind of like a distance thing, that does work, but that works more in strategizing for your own healing. Like if somebody were to come to me and say, I need energy healing, of course I would accommodate to the best of my ability if it was a distance type situation. But a lot of, I think, what Spirit would give me is recommendations on how someone can bring their own energy into alignment. Whereas if you're right there with somebody, there are techniques that they can use to kind of help assist bring, you know, in a physical way, bring those things into alignment. So that's just my own, you know, you had mentioned energy healing. I wanted to bring that up. Also, when you were talking about the potential of the third eye, I want to give my perspective on really what the third eye does for us. It is definitely kind of like a portal, like you were saying, to another or to the spiritual realm. But I also personally believe that, and this probably comes from my energy healing background, the third eye is very closely associated with like the pineal gland. Pineal gland is the gland that makes serotonin so that we can sleep. It also is very closely associated with our intuitive nature, but also in understanding really how the world works. You said something that I really liked. You said, let me look at my notes here. You said we have to follow. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh no, that's fine. You said that we have to follow the path that we believe. And what I truly, in my own experience in working with clients, is that we automatically follow the path that we believe. That the one benefit of the third eye chakra is it allows us to see things differently when we kind of surrender that to God. And that's not just allows us to see things differently in terms of angels and spirit guides and you know, spirit in a spiritual sense, but really our reality, it's kind of like what I was talking about before. It's almost like there's these two parallel realities on planet Earth. And one of them is motivated by fear, and the other one is motivated by love. And the third eye chakra is a really good energy body to kind of awaken it within you, to allow yourself to see things more clearly just in your own circumstances. And I almost would say, actually, no, I'm just going to say, I really believe that being able to see things in your own environment from a spiritual perspective is almost more important at times than being able to see guides and angels and fairies and whatever spiritual beings that you encounter in your life. I think that, you know, we are very disconnected in terms of our third eye chakra, many of us, because of things like television and movies. And, you know, we're putting things into our eyes that, first of all, aren't real, but second of all, they're very disturbing things. And, you know, one of the things that I personally do myself, and I recommend it, is I try not to watch things that are violent and disturbing. I spend a lot of time in nature, and I spend a lot of time, too, even in my, one of the things that I do in my own kitchen is before I even do anything in my kitchen, I say, I am aware. And that's me just personally interacting with my environment so that I can see things that maybe I would miss out on. Or that one of the things that I do that for as well is I have kind of a strict, I don't want to say a strict diet, but my eating patterns are very much on the path for nutrition. Like I really pay attention to what I'm putting in my body, at least I try to. And not everyone that I'm around does that. And so that's another reason why I say I am aware even before I go into the kitchen. Is because I need to activate that third eye chakra so that I can see the best, align with my body and see the best possible options that I have or the best options that I have available to me to nourish my body as opposed to, you know, eating foods that are not healthy for me. And so that's just engaging, being able to see what's in your environment, because a lot of times if that third eye chakra is what I would say out of alignment, maybe you would say blocked. But if that third eye chakra is, you know, if there's issues there, it can really dramatically influence just your everyday life. Another thing that I recommend, well, actually Spirit just brings up with a lot of clients is that there's a lot of good in you, and this is like just verbatim what Spirit seems to be saying a lot to people throughout my career. There's a lot of good in your life. It's just that your eyes are closed off to it. And so that too is an impact or an influence that our third eye has, is that the third eye is because it's an energy body, can allow us to see that which is good in our circumstances without dwelling upon the negative. So that's another thing that I wanted to mention just briefly at the beginning with the third eye. I think I'm going to stop there. I've got a little bit more about kind of like the definitions, but I wanted to stop there and pass that on to you.
Okay. Well, thanks, James. I think you brought up some great points. One point that I tend to disagree just a little bit with, and let me go back and start by saying that what my guides share with me is that we are born from the moment we enter into this life, we were born into conflict and chaos. And the cause of that is because we're spiritual beings, but rather than being free as those in heaven, the afterlife, whatever you paradise, whatever you recognize to be the where we go when we leave, we don't have that freedom. We have a vessel, we have a shell, so we're confined to the earth, and we have to conform to society. We can't, I tell my clients a lot, remember we have feet, we don't have wings. And so while I feel that the potential for everyone is that third eye is the key, it's the absolute most important one to be aware of and to be able to receive and transmit through. And when we talk about the path, I disagree just a little bit. I feel that if we all were following our true path as it was meant to be, we would be out of work because there would be no conflict or confusion. But there is conflict, and the conflict comes in because we have the humanity side and we have the side of the desire of what we want versus what being able to connect fully with the third eye to receive what we need. Even if you come for a reading, you may hear something that sounds disappointing because you wanted this particular outcome, but the third eye is just the portal to that spiritual path, that connection to divine, and that which can lead us to abundance, prosperity, all things that we need. And there's a difference between what we need and what we want. What we want, we don't always receive because it's not in our highest good. And we, as humans, we have that conflict because we have this spiritual part of us that is urging and driving us to follow this path. Perhaps you're thinking of being an artist or a musician, but you're fearful because there's a great risk and sacrifice in following that. But it is our true path is what we are meant to follow, whatever that is. But I do feel that for many of us, especially in the modern world where money and time is just, I mean, it's like time is stamped on us every minute. Okay, it's 2 o'clock, I have to do this, I have lunch at 1, I have to be home by 4, I have to pick up the laundry by 5. I mean, we're so time-oriented as humans, and then our spiritual being sees time as limitless and is constantly in the present. So the third eye, and you talked about healing, and that's one thing that I do, and I'm a firm believer in. And, you know, I do believe that there's a great deal of healing that can be done via, as I said, chat, phone, email even. But then there's some healings that I've done in person, and they're no touch. So I am also a Reiki master and teacher, and I believe Reiki can be done long distance. And it's a no touch. And what I found is when I go over a person's body when I'm in person with someone face-to-face, I can feel different parts where there's blocks, and they're not always in perfect alignment with what we see as the chakras. Again, we honor and respect those chakras, and I'm not saying that I don't believe that they exist or that they're not real. I'm just saying that there can be other areas that just by putting my hand, not touching, but just putting my hand across, I can feel where a problem lies. And then it's like pulling, you're like, it's like a pulling motion, and you can pull that out. And I believe we can do that for ourselves if we have the awareness, which is what I feel the third eye is all about. Awareness, I also believe that it contains emotion. And that's where connection, and I've talked about connection versus attachment, that's where the third eye comes in and can help us to become detached but connected to others, relationships, people we work with, the world in general. And there's a difference because connection gives us freedom to express and to harmonize and to align with ourselves and another person, whereas attachment demands that we forego ourselves for someone else or something else, and that's never a good path. So that's kind of where I see things. I think that the third eye has a great deal of energy. The way I see it is I can see, like, it's almost like a light, like you see the aura colors that come out. And by those colors, I can determine what needs to be adjusted or fixed. And I call that emotional DNA patterns and healings. That's just my term for it. But I think it all ends up, like you mentioned, it's all fairly the same. It's just worded differently. Is basically that. So, what do you think, James?
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think it's just a different way of explaining the exact same phenomenon, especially with the Reiki and, you know, because doing Reiki, of course, it's not always. You know, if I'm dealing with a solar plexus chakra issue, but it shows up in a kneecap, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, I think that the energy bodies are, you know, associated with more of an understanding of how the energy works together. I don't really want to go into all of it. There's an esoteric teaching about the energy bodies that describe it as an evolutionary path. And that's kind of where I get a lot of my understanding from is from that type of from that particular teaching. And then I think were we going to do a show on chakras and auras, because that conversation is much better suited for dealing with that.
We haven't got it down, I think we should, because I
absolutely
agree. It kind of takes us in a different direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get back to that one phrase, because I hope that everyone understood me when I said that people do what they believe. And I that is very much associated with the third eye chakra, because the third eye chakra is about logic and reason to me as well. As I mean, it's understanding, it's clarity, it's logic, it's reason, it's intuitiveness. And what I have experienced in life, at least in my own life, is that when I believe something, whether it is a belief that is empowering or a belief that's limiting, I always act on whatever I'm believing. So if I believe that I can't be an artist because if I'm an artist, I'll become a starving artist, and if I'm a starving artist, then I can't support my family. That is definitely your act. So then, therefore, I am I have to be a CEO of a company. Okay, well, that definitely is a limiting belief that has put you where you're at. So, I mean, you have to have that belief first before you can step into the reality. And we are all persistently creating our reality through our own belief system. There's one thing that you had said that this must be just the show to disagree. You had said, and please know that I love Maya, so and I know that she loves me. So when we do disagree, that's totally okay with both of
absolutely.
Us. We understand we're coming from different perspectives. I just want to make sure that the people who are listening in know this. But when you talked about, you said, this is what you said, what we want, we don't always need. Okay. It is my conviction that, and this is what I get from Spirit every time I go for myself or for a client, it is my conviction that God fulfills the desires of our heart, and that our desires, our innate desires, are given to us by God, and that they are given to us by God so that they can be fulfilled within the constructs of this time-space reality. Most of what I sense people, or most of what I've experienced and what Spirit has told me about our culture and our global culture is that people refuse to align with their innate desires. They're out of alignment with those innate desires, and that's what creates situations where we don't find fulfillment. But that when we do come back into alignment with those innate desires, the fulfillment does come. Now, I want to be very careful in how I explain this, because this is definitely a third eye issue. It's about perception of reality. What happens is that we are entrained to believe that we want, that our innate desire is a Mercedes-Benz and a 15-bedroom mansion. I'm not saying that this is universal. I'm using this as an example. Most of that particular desire is not based in actual reality, but a perceived reality. It's what Jesus called the God of this world. It's a perceived reality that comes through the media, and it's oftentimes not motivated by our actual desires, but motivated by things like fear or anxiety. And so when I say that God fulfills, and there's a verse in the Bible that just flat out says that God fulfills the desires of the heart. I believe that is totally true. I just think that so many people's desires are out of alignment. They don't recognize the source of their desires. They don't recognize their desires and that they come from a source. I think that's a better way of saying it. And when we recognize our desires and we understand that the source of our desires is the same source of our planet and our universe, and we come into alignment with that, that's what faith is. That's where faith is birthed, and our belief systems change because we don't necessarily need the 15-bedroom mansion. We don't need the Mercedes-Benz, and we're able to live out our dreams of fulfillment. And so so I did want to say that I don't really think we're disagreeing. I think you were referring to the desires that are maintained out of alignment with actual fulfillment, those desires motivated by fear, kind of like a lot of relational desires are motivated by fear. In clients that I've worked with, and just I think, you know, on this planet, relational desires are very rarely motivated by love, because if they were, there wouldn't be as much divorce, there wouldn't be as much anger, war, things of that nature. Because, I mean, those are all issues that are motivated by fear. And when I work with a lot of the clients that I work with, their motivation in relationship is I don't want to be alone, rather than understanding that the source of their fulfillment is not the other person ever. It never was. the source of our fulfillment on this planet is always the divine, what the divine has in our inner being, within our inner being. So it is those desires. That is the source of our fulfillment. But we have to kind of step into them and trust that God will fulfill them, that they're there for a reason. And it may not be exactly like we had wanted. It may not be the Mercedes-Benz. It may be something else. But that when we trust that God or the universe will bring those, whatever that innate desire is, and we enter into a state of acceptance of what is already, which is also, from my perspective, the third eye, because the third eye is engaging with what is already and then allowing your belief to change so that you can get, I don't want to say get more, because it's not a greed thing at all. It's more about aligning ourselves with love rather than aligning ourselves with, like I said, what Jesus called the God of this world, the materialistic ideas. And I, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with a Mercedes-Benz or a 15-bedroom house. I don't know what I would do with either one of them. But as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with either one. That may be a true desire that God has given you. I don't know. All I know is that as we get into alignment with that which is love and trust that love will fulfill our innate desires, they just start coming into fulfillment. So what do you have to say about that? I don't know how well I was able to articulate that, but what are your thoughts?
You articulated it, and actually I fully agree, and you're right. What I was referring to when I said we receive what we need, not what we desire.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain a little bit. And first of all, just so everyone's clear, I feel that this is all related and stems from, if you will, the third eye, which is the portal. I look at it, I call it a portal. It's the portal for receiving and also for transmitting. And perceiving is very important because, like James mentioned, I'm talking about when we erroneously perceive something as being a desire, a true purpose and path from the divine, from Creator, from God, if that is your belief, from Source, Universe, whatever, that we are entitled always to have that which we desire. But there is a fine line between desires that are built on dysfunction and unrealistic, and like you said, most of them, I agree, are fear-based. Those desires are not going to be met. God is not going to, I personally believe in the Christian God, but I'm accepting of all religions, so you don't have to believe in God to resonate with what I'm saying or with what James is saying. But, for example, I don't believe that if we pray enough that God is going to change another person to the point where something that has gone on and been unrealistic for years is going to suddenly change. I feel that the desire has to be, and you mentioned something that I wanted to comment on about the happiness, the harmony never comes from the other person. I am such a strong believer in that. And what I teach is that it always comes from the relationship. The relationship is a separate entity, and it's important to always know that the relationship with self will always define the relationship with others. So if yourself, through your third eye, if you're not connected and you don't have the belief in deserving, worth, faith, hope, and love, you're not going to receive that because you're going to be, I would put it, to simplify it, I would say you're on too much of the human track, too much of almost greed, and you're driven by fear, desperation, not wanting to be alone, or not, like you mentioned, the musician that feels they're going to be penniless. You're not believing in yourself. When we believe in ourselves, and our third eye carries that little crystal ball, if you will, or carries that ability to place that into ourselves. If we believe in ourselves and we connect with our third eye, I agree with you, James, that what we desire, as long as it's a true desire and it's of the highest good, it will be given. And even if that is a Mercedes, as long as it's to me, it's all about the intention. The intention has to be of purity, and it has to come from a place of the self being whole and connected and filled with faith, hope, and love. Most important of all those, I feel, is love. So I actually do agree with you that our desires can be met. And where a lot of us get blocked and get stuck is when we attach. And again, you really have to understand the difference between connection and attachment. Connection is an easy flow. It's watching a river flow. It happens naturally. It doesn't need anything. Versus getting in a pool and having to put a machine in there splashing to make the same effect. So that, I guess, is kind of what I'm saying. So I actually do agree with you. I just didn't word it maybe as...
I thought you would.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I was going to challenge you. At first I was going to say, okay, now if we all get what we desire, you tell me, I challenge you to answer this question, but then you redeemed yourself when you...
God redeemed me. I found that I can't do it myself. So
yeah, I hear you. I know what you mean. But I thought it was interesting, because when you went on further to say, I was thinking to myself, yes, that's exactly what I believe. And so I didn't mean to mislead and to put out there the idea that forget it, you're not going to get it. So get over it.
Yeah,
however,
yeah.
By the same token. Back to our third eye, one of the most important things, too, in the third eye is living in the now in acceptance. Those that are on this mission of, I have to know, I need the answers, why this, why did he do that, why did this job do this, if you are obsessed with wanting to know why, you have not connected properly with your third eye, and you need to do whatever it takes. Now, James, how do you feel about that? People that are on that quest for answers.
Hey, now, okay. So this is what I have to say about that. Before you even started saying that, this is what I have. I feel like this is the biggest issue that people, in terms of creating a reality in which they do not like, is that they've created a story that says, I will be happy when.
Exactly.
And then, or I will feel exactly. better. I will feel better yes. when this happens. And what I would challenge you is, if you have that story, I'll feel better when he finally puts a ring on my finger. I will feel better when I have the Mercedes-Benz or the 15-bedroom house. I can tell you that feeling better will only be temporary for you. You need
exactly.
to find the things in your life right now that are out of alignment with your feeling better right now. Do those things, and I can tell you the things that will make you feel better in the future will automatically come when you're already looking for the things that exist in your life that will make you feel better now. We always, and this is one thing I am very, and this is definitely a third eye issue. Remember I said third eye is all about seeing that which is real around us. I am confident that God has put in your path the things that you need to get what you need to get done for your spiritual path. It's already in front of you. And it is probably a lack of perception that is why you're not feeling good about your situation. At least that's what I believe. So that's what I have to say about that.
Well, and I agree. And I believe that, you know, everything that you said is absolutely true. Other than I personally believe in God. That's my belief. But I want to make sure the listeners understand that that's not a requirement to resonate and align with what we're talking about.
If you feel more comfortable saying, you know, the universe has put this in my path, or the process of life has put this in my path, love has put this in my path, whatever you resonate with most, I don't really think that God, and I say God just because I'm from a Christian background, God is not up there freaking out about what you call him. He's up there about, you know, what his desire is that we will recognize and remember who we really are. That's what he wants, you know. And when we do, those things do come into alignment for us.
Right, which I think goes back to what I said. When we're born, from the moment we're born, if you think about the birthing process, the child is taken from the womb, whether by cesarean or natural birth. Okay, this this human has been cocooned and protected and is actually almost like a fish, has breathed through water, the amniotic fluid, and they're taken from this environment that is extremely different, and they're pulled out into this world of immediately, of course, their neurological development. Now, this goes back to my psychology background, but in developmental psychology, we learn about how they're neurologically not completely, the nerves are not all generated, which is why they can do some things and it's not as painful. And it goes back to animals through the same way. The puppies that I have, their tails get cut off, and people hear that and they think, oh my goodness. But during those first few days, it's like cutting a fingernail. They get upset because they have to be held versus are they really in pain. So one thing that I want to point out that I think is important for everyone to realize is that from the moment of birth, and I think this is a purpose and a lesson for all of us. I think this is universally something that we need to navigate and learn how to balance. We are born into conflict. There is conflict from the moment of birth. The baby cries, you know, you the old-fashioned smack them on the butt. I don't think they really do that anymore. I have a 36-year-old son and an 18-year-old son. By the way, my son graduated high school today. Yay! Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I had to put that in because, believe me, it's been a tough one. So anyways, what happens is with the third eye is that when our desires become out of alignment with our true purpose and path, and they're not born of, you know, James and I have both said this, when they're born of fear or desperation or anything that's negative. And another thing, folks, is to think about if you're asking yourself and you're questioning, okay, am I fully connected to my third eye? Am I taking advantage because the potential abundance, prosperity, and love in this world that is potentially ours is just so profoundly amazing. If you could see what, not that I'm trying to say that I see I'm great or anything, I'm just saying if you could see that and have that faith and hope, we would make so many less mistakes and we would be able to walk away from situations so much more peacefully and so much more accepting. And acceptance is the key to resolving conflict. So if you're finding yourself in a state of great conflict, anxiety, stress, worry, now some of those things are just a part of life. Granted, the human life does bring that on. But if that is overriding your ability to have faith, hope, and most of all love, peace, and the belief in tomorrow, which I feel all of it comes from the belief in self. We are what we believe we are to be. If we believe that we deserve only crumbs, you can bet that's all we're going to get is crumbs. If we believe that we deserve all the abundance that's been given to us, whether it's God, Source, Creator, Divine, whatever you recognize to be that power that we can tap into, or energy, I should say, that is just the enormity of it, and the it's just infinite. I mean, it's not like you're only meant to be with this person or you're only meant to work this job. For those that follow their true path, James and I talked about this at the beginning of the show. My feeling and my teaching is, if you are an artist and you're willing to believe in yourself and make the sacrifices, and there's always sacrifices to be made, the rewards are just beyond comprehension. You will succeed, but you must believe that it's possible. So the third eye helps us to conquer our fears, to believe, to express, to receive, and how we perceive ourselves, which then impacts how we perceive the world. And when we perceive ourselves with love and trust and hope, abundance and gratitude, we're naturally going to perceive the rest of the world that way. Therefore, we are going to attract all those wonderful things to us. And the opposite side of that is the stress, the desperation, the negativity, the constant questions, why did this happen, why did that, and the seeking of answers. And let me tell you that the answers, as humans, and I've been there, I'm human. I don't live, you know, I say this to a lot of my clients. I say, I don't have angel wings. I don't wear a white, you know, wedding dress. If you've seen my videos, you see I'm just a regular average person, you know, that this is my line of work. This is my calling. I don't live in a mansion. I nothing like that. I'm normal. I go to the grocery store. I drive my car. I get gas and I yell at my kids. So I'm very normal. So I've been in those conflicting situations. So it's just something to think about when the answers that we think we need really, although at the time it feels like they are going to help us and they're going to resolve, the truth of the matter is the resolution is acceptance and connection with the third eye, which again, love, faith, hope, and most of all, love. Over to you, James.
Thank you so much. That was lovely. And I, just as some final thoughts, I just wanted to say, you know, take this. And what if you, I think we were both kind of communicating this. If you take anything from today, I really feel as though what Spirit is saying to our listeners is that trust, look for those things that are in your life already to shift your perception of your reality. So look for those things in your situation that bring you joy or bring you peace or love, or, you know, and then allow yourself to kind of ride that wave into a greater understanding and a greater acceptance of more blessings in your life. I would not consider myself a normal person, but I would, you know, certainly consider myself, you know, not an aberrant person either. But I always, you know, every day I look at my life and I go, I am probably the most blessed person that I know. And it's, I think I've not always felt that way. And I think that is because I began very early on, probably about 25 years old. I refused to look at the negative and I aligned myself with the positive. I chose to only take in that which would give me strength. And then anything else, forgiveness is a big issue, too. Anything else, I wouldn't carry it with me. You had said, you know, why did this happen to me? If you have that question in you, I know forgiveness is not an easy thing, but you may want to just say to the universe, I am willing to forgive, and see where that takes you. Because I can tell you, you know, from somebody who's experienced a lot of trials and issues in his life, the ability to forgive transforms situations. It transforms lives. So you may want to do that as well. You know, just say, and you don't have to go right all in both feet and say, I forgive everybody, because that really, depending on where you're at, sometimes that's just not very reasonable. But just just being willing to forgive will, you know, if you put that intention out there to God or the universe, they, you know, let the universe take care of the rest. You know, let the process happen organically. Don't feel like you have to just do it all at one time. And I guess that's my final thought. I love you very much. Thank you so much for listening, and I will turn it over to Natalie.
Well, again, I apologize for us kind of like running a little bit fast in the beginning, but I extended the show anyways because I could tell you guys were going to have a lot to say, because I know you both very well. Anyways, I want to thank you for coming, all of our listeners. I want to thank Star Priestess Candy Ranson. She's been in the room. We've had people coming in and out. We had a few issues, I guess, where they couldn't hear. I think Blog Talk Radio was having a problem because they kept getting the host needs to call in. Well, the host did call in, and we are live on air. So I don't know what happened. But anyways, I learned more tonight, like I always do, every Monday night. And both of you asked about the chakras. Is that what we were talking? You were talking about, asked when we were going to have
chakras.
That? It looks like it's going to be, July 13th, aura and chakras, it looks like.
Yeah,
unless something
I am
changes,
excited
of course.
About that.
Yeah, and next week it looks like it's...
We'll have to get the gloves out, James.
Okay, and next week it looks like it's going to be Ascended Masters.
Ooh, that'll
be
a fun
one.
Yeah, that'll
that's
going to
be awesome. And
I just,
and
you
I
know
will
what,
be
knowing,
time, no more,
knowing
no more
Maya and
games.
I, it's going to be a lot of Jesus talk, I think. But that's okay. That's okay. I think that that's probably who we're the most familiar with. So.
But anyways, I love you both very, very much. And Stars Maya Moon has 10 little puppies now. Her gypsy had babies, and we don't know about Mira yet, do we, Maya?
I'm pretty sure she's not pregnant. I think she was, but, you know,
okay.
I left it in God's hands, and
that's right.
I'm taking her on Thursday, but no, I'm pretty sure that if she was, she's no longer pregnant.
Well, I decided, I was telling my granddaughter, Jada, that you sent me some pictures, and she said, oh, you look so excited, Grammy. I said, yep, I want to hold them all at once. They look so sweet.
Oh, yeah, I hold them and kiss them. And,
oh, yeah, well, you give them lots of kisses from me because they are very special. Anyways, I'm going to let you both go here. It's been wonderful, enlightening, as always. And next week we'll start the show at 7 again. And take it from there. And